A swine nutritionist with the University of Saskatchewan says when considering the inclusion of alternative feed ingredients into swine rations, pork producers need to factor in costs other than the price of the ingredients. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
In order to lower production costs, pork producers have been expanding their use of the byproducts produced through the processing of various grains and oil seeds. Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor of monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan's College of Agriculture and Bioresources, says producers can usually get these ingredients at a much lower cost than the primary ingredients, but there are added factors to consider.
Even though they can be a lot cheaper, they need to look at the fee per gain and look at the overall bottom lines, because there could be other costs of using them. For example, they might acquire additional feed processing, so they would have to consider maybe the cost of grinding or further processing of these ingredients in their overall cost. They might want to consider variability. They tend to be a little bit variable in terms of quality and the nutrient content. And that this is just because as they are obtained from different industries, these might vary slightly themselves. So if there's a variability in nutrient content of these ingredients, they would have to have further analysis done, and this brings in a cost. So they certainly have to consider other factors rather than just the cost of the ingredient themselves when they're using these ingredients in their rations. And as we do more work with these alternative ingredients and we learn more about them, we are finding that they have uses beyond what we originally thought they could be used for. And we're able to incorporate them at higher and higher amounts in our rations and still maintain growth of the pig, and we're not sacrificing meat quality at all. So I would predict that in the future we'll be using a more variety of these ingredients and at increasing amounts in our rations.
Dr. Beaulieu says, given what's been learned, we can reduce costs while maintaining performance. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.